Hello.
You're here. It is Tuesday, March the 19th. She is Annette. I am Tim. Let's get this show started, shall we? Here's what we're working on this morning. The NDP motion on a Palestinian statehood passes after major amendments.
Hamilton police have released an image of a man suspected to be involved in a fatal shooting downtown.
And just weeks after his death, Toby Keith is headed into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Nice to have you back from vacation.
Hello, hello, hello.
And look who's in a new spot, in a new box. It's Emily.
It is a new box.
Yes, filling in for Brian.
Where's Brian?
He's a little under the weather.
Okay. I haven't seen you do this yet.
You haven't seen me do this, weather. But I haven't done it since Christmas, so you're going to have to bear with me.
Okay.
Okay.
But
you
take
would
it
think,
away.
You yeah. would think like muscle memory, right?
Well, you can do it. Like, yeah, you know, the weather stuff. And today's a big day, too, because it is the first day of spring.
You're stealing my thunder.
Okay. I'm not going to steal any more of your thunder. But that's pretty big.
It is very big.
But then there's the traffic stuff, too, so...
Traffic is going to be...
Good luck.
Thanks. Never done traffic, but here we go.
Here you go.
You know, I was coming in today, and I did see a little bit of snow, so just keep that in mind on your drive-in, because flurries are going to be sporadic, but the snowflakes that I saw were about the size of nickels. So just keep that in mind. We could see some scattered flurries throughout the day, but for the most part, things are looking pretty good so far. No major delays on many of our major routes. The forecast, however, is a little cool. You're going to want to bundle up as you're getting ready this morning. Wind chill making it feel more like -9. So get the kids ready for that kind of temperature. Yes, it is the first day of spring today. It arrives at 11:06 p.m., but it is certainly not going to feel like it. Are we doing any more of these cameras? Yes. What do I need to do? Anything? No. Oh, there we go. All right, we're looking at the QEW at the Ford plant. Seems to be moving well. No major delays. The Skyway, looking good. A little blurry, but for the most part, travel seems to be moving along nicely. All right, how'd I do? That was my first traffic hit ever.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're gonna have your long-range forecast coming up, but first, back to you, Tim, in a minute.
Okay. The other option was me doing traffic, so well done, Emily, and thanks for taking that over. Okay, let's get into the news on this Tuesday morning. And after hours of debate in the House of Commons, members of Parliament, they have approved a softened Israel-Gaza motion that included many amendments from the NDP's initial motion. Let's bring in Simone Gavro. She joins us live in studios with the details and exactly what happened yesterday and, I guess, into last night, Simone.
Tim, that's right. Well, as the violence in Gaza continues, the NDP tabled a non-binding motion yesterday calling on Canada to recognize Palestine as an independent state and demand an immediate ceasefire. The government approved the amended version.
Canada will remain committed to a two-state solution, including the creation of a Palestinian state where Palestinians and Israelis live side by side in peace, security, and dignity. The long-term security of Israel, the normalization of diplomatic relations in the Arab world, and the creation of a Palestinian state cannot be considered separately or in opposition to one another. They're intertwined, and we must recognize this and act on it.
MPs agreed that Canada should actively pursue the establishment of a Palestine state as part of a two-state solution. The motion that passed at the 11th hour with the amendments aligns with Canada's existing policy. Now, despite the changes to the initial motion brought forward, the NDP celebrated it as a historic win. The NDP and most Liberal MPs voted in favor of the motion, while the Conservative Party voted against it. The National Jewish Organization, B'nai B'rith, says that they're outraged by the motion brought forward by the NDP. The director of government relations for the organization says, quote, "By adopting such a one-sided and irresponsible motion, the House has expressed an appalling degree of disregard for Israel's right to defend itself." Now, this also comes at a time when U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke for the first time in over a month as tensions rise between the two leaders over the Israel-Hamas war. Annette, I'll send things back to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, an inquest is underway into the death of a man who committed suicide as Hamilton police tried to arrest him. 33-year-old David Thompson was wanted after the murders of 62-year-old Donald Lowe and 32-year-old Cheryl Nickel in November of 2019. Their bodies were found inside a townhouse on Hamilton Mountain. Days later, Hamilton police showed up at a hotel in Brantford to make an arrest. And Thompson shot himself while officers tried to negotiate his surrender. A Hamilton police sergeant told the first day of the inquest that they knew Thompson was suicidal and may have had a gun, but they couldn't back off because he was wanted for murder. The inquest is mandatory from the coroner's office because police were involved when David Thompson took his life. It's already been determined he was not shot by police.
Hamilton police have released a few more details about that fatal daytime shooting near Jackson Square back on March the 6th, along with a photo of the suspect. So after reviewing video footage from several cameras, police sent out this image. The shooter is described as a man wearing black clothing with a hood over his head, gloves, and a face mask. They say they've also recovered a black Honda Civic that was used during the killing. 19-year-old Alexander Kirchmaru was walking on King Street near McNabb when a man got out of a vehicle and shot him several times before fleeing west. So it's still unclear if the suspect and victim knew each other. Kirchmaru's family released a statement saying they're praying for justice and are asking anyone who knows anything to reach out to police.
Halton police have now released the names of two men arrested after a bank robbery and standoff in Burlington. It happened last Friday afternoon. There was a robbery at the Royal Bank at Mainway and Guelph Line. Two people from that robbery took off, but they were found by police a short distance away at Mainway and Walker's Line. 37-year-old Michael Uzlaik of Welland and 54-year-old Stefan Smith of Niagara Falls both face several charges.
Niagara police say three men, they have been arrested with drugs, a handgun, and a stolen vehicle. On Saturday, Niagara police began looking for a gray Chevy Cruze that had been stolen near Elgin Streets and Buttery Streets in the city of Niagara Falls. Investigators say they arrested the driver and two passengers and located a loaded handgun, as well as 80 grams of what they suspect to be carfentanil. That's an opiate similar to fentanyl that can be up to 100 times as strong. 42-year-old Andre Lafontaine of Niagara Falls, 42-year-old Ronald Vant of Welland, 33-year-old John McMullen of Hamilton are facing a slew of drug and theft charges.
Well, last week, we moved our clocks forward for daylight saving, and today, Mother Nature springs forward with a change of seasons, even though it doesn't feel like it outside. First day of spring falls on a different date every year. It occurs on the vernal equinox when the amount of sunlight, amount of daylight, is roughly 12 hours long. This is the earliest in March that the equinox has fallen since 1896. Spring officially arrives at 11:06 tonight, Eastern Daylight Time. And with that, get ready to get those camping spots reserved. Starting Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, Grand River Conservation Areas are taking online reservations. Camping season opens May 1st at 8 of the Grand River sites that offer overnight, monthly, or seasonal stays. Group campsites are also available.
All right, into sports line we go. Let's kick things off on the ice as the Maple Leafs. They're going to be back at it tonight in Philadelphia for the start of a back-to-back against the Flyers, and then the Capitals in Washington on Wednesday. And those Caps, they were in Calgary last night, and Alex Ovechkin joined an exclusive club.
Flyers have 15 on the season.
Wilson on the drop, Pacioretty, snapshot, deflection, score! Alex Ovechkin, goal number 20.
Yeah, despite Ovi having an offseason, that is goal number 20 for the Grade 8, which is the 19th straight season he has done that, joining Leafs president and former player Brendan Shanahan, who did it in 19 straight, and only trails Gordie Howe, who did it in 22 straight. He actually scored twice in the Caps 5-2 win over Calgary, which puts them into a wild card spot and puts Ovi 53 goals behind Wayne Gretzky's all-time record.
And it'll be Peyton Krebs with a backhand away from Burakovsky and Jeff Skinner. Down the left side, fire scores!
Sabres hoping to keep their playoff hopes alive, and Jeff Skinner was doing his best in Seattle. Skinner would pace Buffalo with a hat trick, all part of a 6-2 win over the Kraken. Sabres are getting hot at the right time. They've won 4 of 5. They sit 4 points back of the Capitals for that final wild card spot. Right back at it tonight as they head up the coast to Vancouver. So the Leafs are going to be without Mitch Marner for their road trip to Philadelphia and Washington. He continues to deal with a high ankle sprain that could force him to be out for a little bit. He's already missed the past 3 games since suffering that injury in Boston almost 2 weeks ago. Well, Rachel Hallman and her Team Canada are going to keep rolling at the Women's World Curling Championships in Nova Scotia, taking on last year's silver medalist in Norway yesterday. Hallman looking to improve to 4-0 at the tourney and 15-0 so far this year after her 11 straight wins at the Scotties. And that was a close contest in the fifth end. She pulled away, defeating Norway in 8 ends, improving to perfect in this tournament. Going to be a tough day today, though. She faces undefeated Italy this morning before the defending champs in Switzerland a little bit later.
And only had one shot attempt in that first half. Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back and threw it down!
We finish in Utah with a dunk of the year by the T-Wolves, Anthony Edwards, who posterized John Collins of the Jazz. He jumps out of the building and over top of Collins for one of the biggest dunks you will ever see. He actually dislocated his finger on the dunk, but he'd be okay. He finished with 32 points. As Minnesota, they move a half game behind SGA's OKC Thunder for top spot in the West. Lots more on this dunk coming up in Sportsline.
All right, well, we're going to start off by taking a look at traffic. Temperatures are kind of chilly, but today is the first day of spring. Yay! Even though it's not really going to look like it until next week. I was taking a peek at the long range. Things are going to be warming up eventually, but not quite yet. Okay, we're going to take a look at some of our MTO cameras. We're looking at the QEW east of Guelph line. Things are looking good, moving quite nicely. Don't seem to be any major delays or issues. We're looking at the QEW on Appleby. Things moving along just great. Royal Windsor also looking good. Things are moving smoothly. And the Ford plant also looking tickety-boo. Hey, this job's easy. I don't know what Brian's complaining about his traffic cameras all the time. I did say tickety-boo. All right, now let's talk about stuff I know how to talk about. We are seeing a few isolated flurries throughout the region right now. You can see on the radar some areas heavier than others up towards the shores of Lake Huron, Georgian Bay, seeing more intense snow. But for us, we're just scattered flurries. But again, it could make the roads a little slick, so just keep in mind on your drive today. For today, we're looking at a daytime high of 1. We should be around 5 degrees for this time of year, so a little bit on the cool side. This morning, wind chill feeling more like -9. You're going to want to bundle yourself up as well as the kids. The winds are going to be a bit of an issue, gusting up to about 60 kilometers an hour coming in from the west. Isolated flurries will continue on and off this afternoon, but we do have a little push of warm air coming in underneath this warm front here. So as this passes through, warm sector, cold front, temperatures will be chillier through tonight and then tomorrow. Again, we may see a little bit of sunshine throughout the day tomorrow, but for the most part, it's looking quite cloudy and we are going to be seeing a chance of flurries again. So tonight, -2, but feeling more like -9. Again, when you factor in that wind, few isolated flurries, the wind gusting up to about 50 kilometers an hour. And then throughout the day tomorrow, we're looking at a daytime high of -2. Again, minus seasonal, chance of a few flurries, but may see a peek of that sun. All right, sending things back to you guys, Tim, Annette.
So now do you run over to
the chat?
Do I have to go over to the other camera?
Hey, nice job. Listen, yeah. Good work. Right?
It's muscle memory. I think I could do it in my sleep, to be honest.
Like riding a bike, so
traffic,
good stuff.
Traffic, not so much.
Yeah, you're doing a little bit of everything because you did your visit yesterday. You're doing our chit-chat, and you're filling in for Brian. So
much appreciated.
Thanks for wearing many hats.
We all have to do it once in a while.
Okay, what have we got in chit-chat?
All right, well, Toby Keith, unfortunately, just a couple of days after he passed, he got inducted into the Country Hall of Fame, and we're going to be talking about those ruby slippers. I feel like they've been in the news a lot this week. The FBI even tweeting about it.
We'll these are Dorothy slippers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home.
Okay.
No
we'll see you at the couch in a little bit then, shall
I'll
we?
Be there.
Okay. Taking a break right now. Off and running on this Tuesday morning. When we come back, telecom executives, they say cell phone prices in Canada aren't that bad. You're just using too much data. See you in 2 minutes. Hey, 6:16 on your Tuesday. Here's some numbers for you. Canadian dollar is down 24 basis points this morning, sitting at 73.65 cents U.S. Gold down over $7, 21.5670. Crude oil down 18 cents, 81.98 a barrel. Off to Europe. Hey, Europe. Markets are down in London, but up in Frankfurt and Paris.
In Asia, markets were up in Tokyo, but down in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX closed down yesterday, 12 points. The Dow gained 76, and the NASDAQ was up by triple digits.
Well, good morning. How much are you using your cell phone? Well, the chief executives of Canada's three largest telecom companies, they say that phone and internet prices, they are coming down. MPs studying cell phone affordability summoned the CEOs of Rogers, Bell, and TELUS to testify at a committee with some concern about the cost of mobile services in Canada, which are some of the most expensive in the world. As to why Canadians may not feel that their bills are getting smaller, TELUS CEO Darren Entwistle said the cost of things like 5G spectrum access has added to bills, and if data prices go down by your more data use, the bills will stay the same.
Well, Canada's transport minister says airlines have failed to meet the standards that passengers with disabilities deserve. He's calling for more responsibility from the aviation industry. The federal government is going to host a summit on air accessibility in May. It follows multiple incidents involving Canadian Airlines in the last year, including one where a BC man with cerebral palsy had to drag himself off an Air Canada plane in Las Vegas.
Manitoba Premier Rob Canoe says plans are in place to temporarily use trucks and train cars as alternative forms of delivery while a pipeline that brings fuel to Winnipeg, to the Winnipeg area, is shut down. So over the weekend, Imperial Oil announced it's shutting down the pipeline for an estimated 3 months after it found integrity concerns in a section of pipe. Manitoba government says they don't expect a shortage of fuel in that time period, adding that backup supply is available in the city.
Have you noticed the price of gas creeping up in the last few days? Gas Buddy shows that prices have steadily ticked up over $1.55 on average. That's slightly higher than the same time last year, but still down from the $1.70. Remember that from March of 2022? Industry experts say while demand usually increases as the weather warms up, other factors are causing prices to go up. Specifically, recent drone attacks on Russian oil refineries and refinery outages caused by extreme cold.
Industry giant NVIDIA is looking to stay on top with a new flagship chip made specifically for artificial intelligence.
When we were told that Blackwell's ambitions were beyond the limits of physics, the engineer said, "So what?" And so this is what happened.
Yeah, the company's chief executive made the announcement at NVIDIA's annual developer conference yesterday. The new Blackwell chip doubles the size of the last generation. So that will be a big deal for companies who need tons of processing power for things like artificial intelligence. NVIDIA is currently dominating the AI chip industry, capturing almost 80% of the market last year. The company now has a market cap of over $2 trillion.
Japan's central bank has raised its benchmark interest rate for the first time in 17 years. And it's not going up by much. It's going from minus 0.1% to a range of 0 to 0.1%. The shift makes Japan the last central bank to get out of offering negative rates, ending an era in which policymakers around the world tried to prop up economic growth through cheap money and unconventional monetary tools. Japan's central bank had set a target of about 2% inflation as the key indicator for tightening credit.
All right, 6:21 on your Tuesday. This, the last few hours of winter. It's feeling
like
it.
Winter.
We'll see you after this.
Well, good morning. We're going to be taking a look at our 7-day forecast. I apologize. I've gone back to Barron, which is the weather program that we use, and I can't seem to figure out how to remove this umbrella. So if anybody knows, send me an email. I'll do it eventually. I just haven't done it yet. But looking at the grand scheme of things for the 7-day forecast, yes, today is the first day of spring. It rings in tonight at 11:06, but it's certainly not going to feel like it. Our daytime high is 1 degree, and you're thinking, oh, that's not too bad. But it will feel closer to -9 this morning when you factor in the wind, but by this afternoon, 1 degree. Winds are going to be gusting up to about 60 kilometers an hour, too, coming in from the west, so that's going to make things a little chillier. Tomorrow, we're looking at a few isolated flurries and 2 degrees. By Thursday, -1 is our daytime high, so a little on the chilly side. Could see a few isolated flurries throughout the day on Friday with a daytime high of -2. Saturday, not a bad weekend. Saturday and Sunday, we should see a little bit of sunshine. So if you are going to be getting out, maybe you've got some pre-Easter plans. 2 degrees for Saturday, 1 for Sunday, and 4 degrees. Finally, we bump up closer to seasonal, which is 5 on Monday. That's a look at your 7-day.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, so a bird in Tennessee with a rare condition is changing how scientists view the common red-tailed hawk. So North America is home to about 2.5 million of the birds. They say love is keeping this one alive.
So her name is Angel, and Angel the red-tailed hawk is actually leucistic, which means that she has a partial loss of pigmentation. She's rare because she's alive. Scientists studying the bird say that her partner, Tom, probably has a lot to do with that because Angel doesn't really have any camouflage, so Tom does most of the hunting. And their relationship itself is apparently even rarer. It was previously thought that leucistic birds couldn't be identified by their own species. But this love story defies the odds, and Angel has already produced several offspring in the last 4 years.
Did we get that on video?
I don't know.
The video's going on.
Well, there's the babies.
The video's going all the time. Now look away!
It's blurry. Leave them be. Angel
Tommy
and Tom.
Boy. Tommy. Okay.
Fly on in here.
Off and running on your Tuesday morning. This, the first day of spring. I guess not until tonight, but Emily Vukovic has the details how you need to get the kids all bundled up for school today.